This is Richard Wilson speaking. Thank you for downloading One Foot in the Podcast. So I'm a wrinkly, crinkly, but don't shed a tear. I'm not exactly a little old dear. One thing's for sure, I'm still bloody well here. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave.
Hello?
Going back to one foot continuity, I've been racking my brain. It's not even a continuity, it's not even an error. But in the worst horror of all, when Victor throws the toupee down the drain of that guy, isn't it a bit brave of Victor to announce where he lives as he's driving off?
Yeah.
James, 19 Riverbank. I thought, this guy's going to come around and like duff him up, isn't he?
To be honest, though, he was really posh, wasn't he, that guy?
So true, I suppose. Yeah. I can't believe when we went there how compact that area is. Like, it looks so much bigger on the telly.
And the old Norfolk Royal.
Yeah, and it's on a hill, isn't it?
And like the wall there, isn't they? And like,
that's it.
Fence, you know, metal fence in, so that made it look smaller.
Which one of you went in the hotel and said, did you know there was a series fit here once?
Yeah.
And she was a foreign salt, and she was like, no idea.
Some foreign tart, don't speak the lingo. No, it was good. I remember when we were looking across and seeing where that disabled guy would have been getting out of the car.
Yeah.
That was, he was quite close, wasn't it?
I say, man, the fact he's on a hill as well, it doesn't look like a hill, obviously, when they're filming it. You can't tell, can you, at all? And obviously, you know, I'd assumed it was in London, but obviously the fact it's in Bournemouth is mind-blowing. I noticed somewhere, I can't remember what it was now, something about Christchurch. Someone fairly famous was from Christchurch. I'll have to have a look who it was. But I said, now I see, no time to see the name Christchurch now.
I'll tell you what we haven't covered is the BBC are not renewing the Tuckers.
Oh, Daz, mate. That is a travesty. When you look at some of the shite, sorry, we have to put that out, Tom. Some of the tripe they put out these days, and you've got like a just a genuinely funny, like scripted, not even studio, well, it's studio, isn't it? But studio and location sitcom.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
I liked it, but what I would say is, I think, is it Glyn? Is he called Glyn in that?
Glyn.
And his mother are the main two funny ones. I didn't find the sons funny that much.
Yeah, but... Bobby and I forgot the guy's name.
You know how like Gavin and Stacey had all these supporting characters that are all very funny in their own right. I just felt like the Tuckers might, if you were to compare, not that you should compare, but missed the mark with getting that really funny, in my opinion, the really funny outside character. There's a couple of funny, but
Glyn is brilliant, isn't it? Glyn.
Glyn and this one, but they didn't have a Brim or they didn't have a
The guy in the toilet, Murphy, he had a great sort of couple.
Yeah,
of
he's good. I mean, he's a proper actor, he is. I mean, he's like
he is, isn't he?
A theatre actor as well. I can't think of his name, but he's
really weird. Link, he's actually, well, not linked or anything, but he was in the first pilot episode of The Bill. He played, he wouldn't know him because it was like one episode of The Bill, and then he got recast before they went any further with it, and they recast him. But he's in that, and you can obviously see the face similarity and everything. But
Glyn's mother's brother, does he live in that little shed?
Yeah, that's it. That's what you're saying. Yeah, Murphy.
That's him.
Murphy. Yeah.
Does he just live
in the toilet
in the
outhouse? Yeah.
There's no bed in there or anything, is there?
Never really explained beyond that. It's just he lives in there.
Probably based
on them. Steve Spears' real life granddad.
Growing up,
his granddad just lived in the outside shed, and he never questioned it because he's just born and just raised with it. They were like, granddad's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he said he was accepted.
Was his granddad as mean as his on-screen?
With a shotgun.
Did he say that, though, in all seriousness? Did he say my granddad was also a bit of an ass?
I don't remember him saying that bit. I don't know if...
I don't remember.
I don't know if he knew him that much, but yeah. But yeah, no, it's just funny. But I suppose, like, if you're brought up with it, and especially in the valleys in probably 1960s...
Yeah.
You know, I remember the valleys in the 90s, and it was, you know, bonkers enough.
Yeah.
Alex, my other half, managed to get in touch with the guy who plays Bobby. And you know these celebrity videos where they can send you a video? Well, I don't know what they call them.
Yeah.
Mini. she arranged for one of those for me. So for like my birthday, I got like a video from him telling me all about the Tuckers and the behind the scenes. And at the time, they hadn't renewed it, but they were waiting. And he says, "Oh, we're all waiting to get back and film and stuff." And obviously, it never happened. Which is really sad.
Was that cameo thing? Was it
cameo? Yeah, it was like cameo.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And
I
she
did
also
that with
wrote.
John Chalice, didn't I?
Oh, nice
have
one.
You, and, have you got it? I've never seen that.
And Paul Chuckle.
Oh, nice one, mate.
Nice one.
Yeah, it was both for the enemy's birthday. But the Paul Chuckle one, he actually messed it up. It was like typical Chuckle brother. He cocked it up and he sent me the video.
Is that the one who's passed away now?
No, Barry. Not Barry. Barry. So I had to resend it back and say, look, there's no audio with this. It's just a video. And then he was like, oh dear, oh dear. And he sent it back.
Oh, brilliant. Oh dear, oh dear. So that was a present for your other half, was it? And
yeah,
the Boise one.
I think it was 2 years running. I think we had Paul, John Chalice. Sorry, not Paul Chalice. Doing the Chateau Marlene.
Nice.
Then, yeah, it was good. Because he'd give a shout out to Ryan as well. I said, like, Ryan does an impression of you. And this has gone back years now.
Yeah, yeah. So, John Chalice was all over those.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? John Chalice was such like Twitter. He was on it daily, wasn't he? Just pumping out tweets. Now he's obviously not there. He's obviously his other half takes over it. His account, or she has been taken over, sort of keeping his memory alive. You know, mostly. So poor old John Chalice. He was 79, wasn't he?
British yeah, fairly, still young really in today's standards, isn't he? Just finished doing Benidorm, hasn't he? In Monty in Benidorm.
Benidorm, that's right. A series. That's again first half of that series I really love, but it just went a bit Last of the Summer Wine for me.
It did, didn't it? But I've just done my fifth watch through of it, like, and those last series do grow on me a bit more. Don't know what it is. There's something about it. Like Shane Ritchie pops up in it back as his little character, and
what's his name in it? He's brilliant. It's like,
Sammy Valentino. Oh. Yeah.
And I mean, that's nutted, when Steve Pemberton left, I think it just lost its charm for me.
Well, the guy who replaced him, Steve Edge, he was never as good. Obviously, ex Phoenix Knights, he was never as good, was he? But
Mick Gravy.
I want to watch Phoenix Knights now. What's that for?
Phoenix Knights.
Brilliant.
That was rivaled with The Office, wasn't it, at the time? They both aired at the same sort of time, weren't they?
Yes.
Club Land will never die, Jerry. He's a belly, Jerry. He is Jerry.
20-foot cock and balls, man. There's nothing else
you can call it. We'll put our hat on it and call it you.
we hired a bouncy castle for my lad's birthday, and I was so tempted to ask them. I said, oh, do you have any of them ones from Phoenix?
get your feet off the eggs.
Yeah.
It's where it... You know, the kids mess about with the compressor, then it starts rising. It's weird. Jerry's going, look at the belly, come on, look at the belly. And he's trying to carry on. He's going, as if they're going to be looking at him when he's a 20-foot rising in the background.
Didn't they resolve the power issues in the first on the opening night? Because they used the street lamp power.
Ray Vaughan, why is it listening to? Yeah.
He was looking at him. He thinks he's back on the waltzers.
they hire the racist folk band, don't they?
Just Leslie, as they're being reviewed by the local rag as well. Yeah.
Leslie from Phoenix Nights, isn't it?
Yeah. Weren't they called Arthur Shilling or something?
Arthur Shilling. Oh yeah, that's it. That's it.
How's that doing?
Acoustic.
All right.
We don't need music. We don't need electricity. That's it.
Yeah, he goes really posh then.
Yeah, that's it.
We're acoustic, darling. Don't need electricity.
Yeah, that's it.
Has either of you two seen Lead Balloon by Jack D?
Funny you say that. That come up on UK Gold, I think, recently. It's been like one of the ones they're going to re-show. Like, no, I've never seen it, though.
Yeah, it's... Did you like Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David?
Absolutely love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You should like this, then. I mean,
can't
it's like...
wait for the next series of Curb, yeah.
There's another... Bloody hell.
He's back in it now. Like, he's got the love of it again. He's just going to keep showing them out, I think, now. But...
Fair play to him, yeah. Larry David, what was he, late 70s now?
Yeah, 75, 76. What I can't get my head around, I mean, mate discusses at work, is how he lands these really attractive, well, I can't understand because he's loaded, but he lands all these attractive women. He was with Lucy Liu, like, in one episode recently.
All right.
Only in her 40s or whatever, and like, it's like, well, it's just a 30-year gap there. It's just a bit odd, but yeah.
A bit mad, isn't it?
But is Jack D similar to Larry then in that? Is he?
Well, he's definitely a more politer version, but he plays a comic, like an exaggerated version of himself, I suppose. And he's got a co-writer, like an American guy who writes most of his gags, and he's quite a smart ass, and he winds him up along the way. And yeah, he plays a character called Rick Spleen, a stand-up comedian, fairly successful because his house is quite big, and his wife is a like an agent. But yeah, he's just forever. There's very few characters. That's what I like. They always go to this local cafe, and it's run by this. You're an actor you would recognise. I can't remember his name. He was in Fresh Meat. Have you seen Fresh Meat?
Oh, I've seen Fresh Meat. Yeah.
You know the teacher that falls really in love enjoyed. With.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The one who has a relationship with one of the
students. Yeah, he plays a cafe owner.
Oh right, yeah.
Bit slight sociopath. But I recommend it. Leblin's very, very funny. Four series worth, I think. It's
Fresh
it's...
Meat. Speaking of Fresh Meat, the Scottish guy in that is brilliant.
Oh, Hugh, what's the name? Hugh.
Yeah.
Fresh Meat is a great sitcom. Same writers.
It's so good, isn't it?
And is it In Between Us or Peep Show writers? Peep Show, isn't it?
Peep Show. Peep Show guys, yeah. But obviously, you've got Jack Whitehall, but he's not. He doesn't dominate it, does he? He's not like he's in. Cause I really enjoy Bad Education. That's another really great modern sitcom. But yeah, no, Fresh Meat. I thought I'd probably do a rewatch of that, actually.
Fresh Meat is so good.
A few years since I've seen it.
But... yeah, Kimberly Nixon.
She's now doing Ghosts, and then she's just done the latest, what's it called? You episode, a new series in America. The Blackhaired Girl, Renee.
Yeah, Kimberly Nixon, bit of a crush on when I first
She's in Tucker, isn't she, Kimberly Nixon? She was.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's
Bobby's girl. Oh,
your neck of the woods, does
it?
Yeah, well, same guy.
It's left on a cliffhanger, isn't it, Nick Tucker's? Because it's like, I remember Bobby's been... I find out she's pregnant, doesn't she? He finds out that she's pregnant. Yeah. So, that's been left.
Talking of cliffhangers, Gavin and Stacey left itself on a cliffhanger, didn't they? Am I assuming you've watched that?
I remember.
Yeah, the 2019 one, the one that was very recent. Yeah,
2019. I've asked Chris Gernon, director, that a couple times, and she has... Unless she's just bluffing me, she has no idea if that's going to come back. I don't think. What would possess her to tell me? But you never know if she'd go. Well, you know, it's in the they're writing something, but
I guess the guy's come back from America, hasn't he? I forgot his name now.
James Gordon.
That's the one. Yeah,
he's not a popular guy.
Not a massive fan of him either, mate. But yeah, I suppose he needs something to do now, doesn't he? So.
Yeah,
he's been driven out.
I'll be forever grateful he wrote that with Ruth Jones. Don't get me wrong. I think great sitcom. But yeah,
you didn't like it, did you, Darren? Did I wrongfully assume once you watched
it? I went off it weirdly. I remember watching the first sort of two series, and it is brilliant how you have like the South Wales, and then the Essex, and then they're both bonkers fun. But I don't know, something about it after the second series, I went off it. It was just like. I just thought they dumbed it right down, and then I didn't really bother after that. But probably because it's like you go to Barry Island and it's like rammed down your throat, you know, everywhere is overkill. But like the missus is a massive fan; she loved it. But it is for like Bryn in it is brilliant.
Yeah, it's Barry Island. It doesn't belong to a bloke called Barry.
Barry
was it Barry's Island, didn't she?
It went a bit like I don't know, is cringe the word? It just went a bit.
I thought it was quite consistent throughout, but
I remember seeing what was the old woman? Was it Doris?
Doris.
I remember bumping into her once. She was walking out of Alistair in Pill with a vicar. I remember going, "Oh, it's Doris."
She was in Game of Thrones, you know, old Doris.
Was she?
Played old Nat. Did you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Nah, mate.
No.
Not for me. That one. Nah.
No, it wouldn't usually be for me, but obviously I did watch it and I obviously really enjoyed it, but.
I think I'd love it because I love that, but it's just the amount of seasons and episodes. It's just like, oh, I've missed that.
Commitment in it to watch something like that. Yeah.
That'll take months for me to watch that. It's like,
It does take a lot of discipline for me to stick with something, but I have been known to stop start a series over the years and eventually tie myself down to watching something.
It's one of those things people rave about it, don't they?
Like, it can put you off. When people rave about something, it puts me off it.
The hype puts you off, doesn't it?
The hype can put you off, yeah. You might.
I've had that with Stranger Things. Like, I haven't seen it. My wife's seen it, loves it, but I've not seen it just because the hype was so big. I think because students at school rave about it, and I think the students are watching it, I feel like I'm a bit out of sync with that because like I'm, you know, a good 10 years old.
Then, 15 years old that's mad because most of it is 80s references and it's all nuances.
Yeah, like, I know. This is it, isn't it? So
they're
yeah.
not getting that.
No, they do it.
It's very true.
I think
very
that's true. What winds me up because when there's a really hyped up modern series that's released, like Stranger Things, and they play a song from that time or maybe a Kate Bush number. I think they was it Running Up That Hill or whichever song it was, and then suddenly it got to like number one and Spotify most played song, and that's because a load of like teens and early 20s have just discovered it. Which you got to discover it somehow, but it just slightly annoys me for some reason that suddenly they're just discovering what they would have called boring music probably before watching.
Yeah, if you'd have sat them down and played it,
just listen to this Beach Boys number, and they're going, oh, it's a bit old, isn't it? But if it comes up in their favourite series, like, oh yes, yeah, really cool. Actually, yeah, I've always liked this sort of thing. Yeah,
yeah. Be
speaking of 80s references, then links to One Foot. What? Which One Foot actor has been in an Indiana Jones film?
I'm not an Indiana Jones buff, so that's no good for me. I'm just going to guess now. It can't be that many One Foot actors that have been in that. So I'm going to say, do you know, Daz?
I thought I knew it then. I said, but no.
Is it like a one-off cameo from One Foot? And they've hang on, I know it.
One
Ray Winston.
Ray Winston.
Yeah.
Because I watched
King of the Crystal School. Yeah, yeah. He played
2008, and I remember Jonesy. Yeah,
that's it.
That shed. Yeah. We've been there. Shed.
He double crossed it.
We
about
have
15
been that shed.
Times.
Been that shed.
We have seen the shed.
Still got the same like padlock on it as well. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I was saying, I do
that poor bloke. I kept thinking, if I keep mentioning the shed, he might offer us to see it. And then after about the fourth hint, he's like, oh, come on, just come.
It is a shame. It's a shame it was COVID times because I'd love to have, if they had offered, I would have gone in then. But obviously.
Yeah.
They didn't want us in there, probably partly because we're total strangers, which is fair enough.
He was terrified of us.
Well, we already thought that we lost the dog, didn't they? Because we thought we'd let the dog out.
Well, she said she didn't want to talk to us, did she? She was polite, but she said, I'd rather not. Yeah. And then, of course, he chucks her under the bus and he goes, yeah, yeah, come on around the back.
The missus won't mind if she's at the window clearing.
I'm still waiting for him to, follow the pod, or he said he'd drop a line because I'd love to interview him like again because it'd be a bit more audible this time. But yeah, that was good fun.
A lot out of the neighbour's mind, didn't we?
Mr. Swaney's house. Yeah, they were really
actually played hardball. Wouldn't said no first of all. You're not filming it. Like she was going to hold the whole production up.
Yeah,
I think even though it's the year 2000, £600 was not a lot of money.
Not a lot of money, is it really? To have that much disruption, like for a month or whatever.
Sight of the BBC.
What's that? That's barely £2,000 in today's money.
Yeah, it's not.
Did that cover their license fee?
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah, give me a free TV license for the year.
Yeah,
but I think you imagine if you let someone use your.
Yeah,
like Gavin and Stacey, like Bryn's house and Stacey's house in that part of Barry Island, or wherever it was. I bet they paid a fortune for.
I think one of their houses I saw the other week is for sale.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah,
it was.
I do think in Tresillian Way though, Victor's house. It's a shame the bloody palm tree's been planted there over the years. I wish it was just the lawn, the front lawn.
Mm.
Palm tree is just so.
Yeah.
There can't be many houses in this country with a palm tree sticking out the front, which, to be fair, makes it stand out a mile. So
I cover it with gnomes.
Yeah.
That moment when we parked up, that will stay with me for a long time. Just
that was
like
weird.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Walkford, was it Walkford Christchurch? You just drive around the corner.
Yeah. And we saw a caravan as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We did see a caravan, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, Si, when we were meeting Darren, he was obviously waiting for us a good hour beforehand. Sorry about that, Darren. Again, we met.
I've never revealed it was actually longer than that.
How long were you waiting for us?
We got there because
you were on holiday anyway, weren't you?
Yeah, we were camping next to the bloody airport, which I didn't realise it was a massive airport. Yeah, but anyway, so I thought we'll set off early. So anyway, I got dropped off. Like it was hours before, and I thought, oh no, they're going to be wild. So I walked. It was a beautiful place. I walked along the river, all the way up the one end as far as I could, walked back.
Yeah.
No sign of you. So I walked up the other end and back, and then I waited about an hour and a half.
I feel like I'm quite clockwise. I I've
just got this silly early.
So just to put my anxiety away, it was because you were really early. We might have been 10 minutes late, but I don't think I've ever been late that, like, in the hours form. But regardless, I didn't like
I'm glad
the fact
I did
you had to wait.
I had a look around. I had that weird interaction with the guy who
was. Yeah, that was an interesting story. Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it?
Can you just repeat that for the. We're on about the railway station where Victor.
Yeah, the arch. Where the arch is, if you go where Victor was laying, if you walk past that's on your left. And on the right was a little bus stop and a bench. So I sort of sat there because it was a beautiful day, wasn't it? Like sun baking down.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, this guy sort of came over and he was strange. And he started talking, like not looking at me, just talking. And he said, he goes, this is where they filmed and something called One Foot in the Grave. And I looked at him, I went, yeah, that's why I'm here. There's a couple of us, a couple of mates who are doing a podcast. And he didn't at all react. And I thought, surely he would like reacted to that.
Yeah.
And he just ignored me and kept talking about it. And then he kept going on then about other things filmed in the area. And then without looking at me, he just walked off. And it was quite bizarre.
To be fair, though, that's quite in the comedy world, a historical site for a big show. Mm-hmm. So maybe he says that to every other person he thinks is a stranger, at least. But that was what a way to start a 1 foot tour. We started at where Victor got killed.
Started at the end.
Worked our way backwards, yeah.
I think my sense of time on that day had gone completely out anyway, because I'd travelled sort of 3 hours to you, Tom.
Yeah.
And then we jumped in the car and chatted for it. But because we were just chatting, it was like an hour and a half, wasn't it, to get from yours to Christchurch. Just flew by, mate. It was, So obviously I had no idea what time it was, what time we met you, Daz.
That's why you were late, Tom.
No, mate, we were cutting cross country and all sorts, weren't we? We were going down some real, like rabbit warrens, weren't we, to get there. Like, we didn't go main roads at all. I think you really had, pick the quickest route to get there, I think.
We got lost and I went on foot somewhere. And I ended up at this old people's home. And I had a shower.
Like a scarecrow. Simon's well sucked in there. And I knew where that was going.
you had me going for a second there.
So I don't remember this.
We got lost. You kept it hidden really well. Playing, so I had no idea we got lost.
We were playing a nice game of Trivial Pursuit in the car one minute. Yeah. The next minute, you're at some old people's house playing a superhero.
2 feet of water.
Oh, mate.
So, anyone seen the lid to this?
Oh, by the way, Darren, were you hinting that you had something related to crosswords for us earlier?
Yeah, do you know what?
Do you want to do that?
Drink before I start. Do you know what? Just to sort of I've been re-listening to the Ricky Gervais show, and because I'm quite often compared to Carl Pilkington. I don't know why.
Very good, mate.
Must be the dryness.
Love Carl.
Yeah, and he used to do. Si could say it better than me. Rockbusters.
Rockbusters. Yeah. Is this when they did the XFM stuff?
That's it, sorry, yeah, the XFM.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it.
The original pods. So I re-listened to them, I just thought that, because Carl basically ripped off Blockbusters, but he used to do this cryptic clue.
Yeah,
it wasn't really cryptic. And then you'd have to guess, the name of the band.
Band or artist with a, yeah. That's yeah, so for example, he would say...
He'd say, oh, I'm in Florida, I fell in a puddle. Initials WH.
Whitney Houston.
That's it.
Whitney Houston.
It,
yeah.
Simon,
have you heard the XFM?
I'll be honest, guys. No, I've seen a little bit of the Ricky Gervais show when he brought it to light, whether it was Paramount Comedy or something, but I never saw it.
You would absolutely love it.
They animated it.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen bits and pieces of those. Don't get me wrong. And don't get me wrong, I love Carl Pilkington. Like, I could listen to Carl Pilkington all day and still find him hilarious. It's just...
Well, the original podcasts are amazing. It's just he started off as a producer sat in a box room pushing buttons. And then Ricky Gervais started talking to him and thought, this guy's crackers. We'll have to get him on here. And then he'd come up with these different quizzes and different ideas. And then... In the beginning, Rockbusters, Ricky and Carl and Stephen Merchant, they were into it. They were sort of like, is this work? And then they realised how shit it was. But they kept with it every week.
But he came up with other games like Monkey News, Cheeky Freak of the Week, Knob News.
Educating Ricky.
Educating Ricky.
Oh, I'm going to have to go listen to some of these now.
He did a really good one, didn't he, with quite clever actually. He'd play a clip from a film and he'd overdub himself as like playing Kez. A part. Yeah,
he'd act it out. It was, he put the effort he put into it.
The Ricky Gervais show on the XFMs, it's easily downloadable.
I've got them because my mate gave me my memory stick about 5 years ago.
That's so funny.
And I just haven't. It's one of them, like, moment, you know, I'm just like,
you can get the ones from 1998, but they probably started in 2001. And I just love, it's of its time. You can hear them obviously referencing certain things in pop culture. Wow, that's a long time ago. Just talking about, like, there's one episode, they're like, when they did Live 8 in 2005.
Yeah.
We can't be too long because we've got to go down to Live 8 at Wembley.
Host up, and he turned up in, like, jogging bottoms and a shirt.
Yeah.
And going to the Live 8 dressed like that?
So what was it? He done a Rockbusters, have you, for us?
Yeah, but what I thought was Rockbusters, but instead of, you know, the band or the artist, do it on sitcoms.
Oh, that's a good shout. That's quite clever.
Yeah, you say good, but then like it is like proper Carl Pilkington. Some of them are insane, and some of them like you'll get straight away.
That's fine. We'll we'll wait for Si, and we'll just explain to the listeners who may want to take part. The rules. It's not even rules. You're going to give us an initial of a sitcom or an episode of a comedy.
Yeah, well, what I'll do, because the initial tends to give it away. So I've got like a cryptic clue, but it's more cryptic than cryptic.
Cryptic
a word.
It is now. Okay, well, let's call this Dazza's. What's the name of it?
Originally is Rockbusters, but then I thought, what about Chucklebusters? Because it's based on sitcoms.
Chucklebusters, I like that.
Good. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if Si like needs like another one that Carl Pilkington used. Si was like, he'd say the cryptic clue is this balloon won't float, and then the initial is LZ, so this balloon won't float. Yeah, so like that.
Right. Yeah.
But it's
Barrett's.
Yeah. Or I think it was another one. It was I've landed in this river. Initials JT.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. So, I mean, but then it's only because I've heard that before.
They'd rip him apart because they'd say a lake is not a river, and they just like destroy car. It was just
Detrout spinners.
Detrout spinners, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He does a Jamaican accent for that, doesn't he?
This is Chucklebusters by Darren. Listeners back home, join in. You're going to give us a cryptic clue to what's... Is this sitcom just a sitcom name, or is it like a comedy character name, or could it be anything?
No, it's what I've gone with is sitcom. So I thought I'll give you the option, whoever goes first, you pick a decade. And then I'll pick a sitcom from that decade, give you a cryptic or craptic clue. The craptic is now a word.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. And then you have to sort of guess. So I'll give you the clue. And then if you need it, I'll give you the initials.
Okay.
Because otherwise the initials sort of give it away. So I've gone from the 60s up to the 2000s.
Okay.
Is it a sort of first one to answer, or is it like one question person?
I think because we haven't got buzzers or anything, who we're. I'll just go with, you know, just take it in turns.
Oh, mate.
And there's no prizes, by the way.
There's no prizes for guessing. Unlucky. Were you talking about Dostoevsky?
Go on, beginners, look and all that. Let's have a go.
Go for a decade from the 60s to the 2000s.
70s, mate. It's probably an era I know fairly well.
Right, so I've got... this is a good one. So the cryptic clue is member of a country and a very common name. So member of a country and a very common name.
I got it, but I'll wait for Si. I think it's right.
Do you want the initials?
Yeah, go on, mate, yeah.
C for Charlie... S for sugar, CS.
Citizen Smith.
Really?
I had Citizen Kane in my head. That's the first thing, isn't it? So, yeah.
Correct, young man.
Nice one.
Oh, well done.
Nice one.
Tom, I'll have pick a decade.
80s.
I thought you were going to say I'll have a P, please, Bob.
Royal family.
They love that. That absolutely brings in the house down for them, doesn't it?
For ages. They even come to the kitchen and come back.
They do, they can just hear him boring, can't you?
Easily pleased.
So this is 80s. This dark reptile is sarcastic.
This dark reptile
is sarcastic.
Oh,
I think you'll get it if I give you the initial.
I bet I won't get it now. It's dark. That's it. Oh, Blackadder.
Three.
Yeah,
there you go.
Blackadder.
Very good.
See what I mean about the weird clues?
No, it's good. Made sense to me. Yeah. I got it.
Go for it, Si. Pick a decade, or you could go the same one.
Let's go noughties.
Noughties, oh God.
Oh.
Oh, it's good with you. This bunch of grapes is open late. This bunch of grapes is open late.
No, this one.
Initials ED.
Early doors, yeah, of course.
Three.
Early doors.
You sort of have to think for a bit.
I wish I was there.
I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. 60s.
60s. Oh, God, here we go.
Dad's Army.
So I put one down for Hancock's Half Hour, but I couldn't come up with something that was Hancock without it sounding filthy.
Technically, that's 50s, isn't it? If you go from radio series onwards. But
I didn't go with that. So we go with 60s. This is bonkers. This is proper Carl Pilkington. That hurt my foot, my daughter's brother. That hurt my foot, my daughter's brother.
That hurt my foot, my daughter's brother.
I got to Russia.
Do you know it, Si?
No, mate. I'll be honest. I'm racking my brain in this one. I'm just looking like into the sky. It's not helping me. You know why?
Initials S for sugar.
Just S.
Well, it's S and S, but I think that gives it away.
Well, apparently not, because I ain't got it so far. I'm going to kick myself into that. S&S, 60s.
Well, that hit my foot, my daughter's brother.
I embarrassed myself here. Put me out of my misery. Unless Simon's thought.
No, enjoy, mate.
So that hurt my foot. Step, toe, and son.
And son.
Hey!
I just couldn't think of 60s comedies.
Step, toe.
That's good.
Bloody hell. Very good.
Yeah, I've got a few for the 60s. It was an amazing decade, wasn't it, for 60s?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, I think it's a start of the classic sitcom, wasn't it? Like, you know, Golden Simpson.
They properly pioneered it, didn't they? I think.
Yeah, that's it. Go on, let's go 80s then.
Okay, Norman's Not Bent. Norman's Not Bent.
Oh.
Going straight.
Yay! Well done.
Yeah. Norman Stanley Fletcher. Yeah.
Did that start 80? Did it?
Yeah, it shocked me. It was.
Yeah,
Porridge was 74, wasn't it?
Because Porridge finished late 70s, didn't it? I think it was a bit of a jump between. Yeah.
What was the cryptic clue? What was the clue?
Norman's Not Bent. Norman Stanley Fletcher. Not bent. Going straight.
Okay. Very good.
Very good.
I'll have a 90s, please, Bob.
90s. Right. Oh, here we go. Smells badly when fingered live. This is going proper Victor Mel. Do you know that episode with there?
Smells badly.
Smells badly when fingered live.
Bottom?
Spot on.
Spot on, Trotter.
Smells and fingers are the names of episodes.
I'd have just said arse.
Yeah. But I thought, shall I put in a clue all the names of the episodes? And I thought, I'm not going to get Carnival and all that.
Yeah.
Because it was going to be called My Bottom, wasn't it, originally?
Yeah. Did you see My Bottom on telly last night? Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it? So, go for it, Si.
80s. Let's go 80s, mate. That was all right with that one.
I think you'll get this. They shouldn't be afraid.
What era is this? 80s?
80s, yeah. I think if I give the initials, it'll just give it away.
Oh, I know this one.
There's also another part to that, Si. I was going to put it. They shouldn't be afraid when facing a cliff.
They
shouldn't be afraid when facing a cliff.
No, I thought I had it, but I don't think it is right.
Young Ones.
Yay, there you go. Because obviously the
never be afraid. That was it in the film, isn't it? Yeah. Young Ones. Yeah, very good, mate. Very good. Never be afraid. That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
For some reason, my first thought was Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
And when I heard your clue again, I thought, no, it makes no sense. So I didn't want to
think about. With a cliff, yeah. It's a cliff.
No idea. Fools and afraid. I just thought doesn't matter what I thought. I'll have a 70s.
70s. Go with Nightmare to Get Rid Of. Doesn't actually exist. Nightmare to Get Rid Of. Doesn't actually exist. I think Cy's more likely to get this. Do you want the initials?
Rising Damp.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, very good, mate.
Yeah.
I always think of you two now because you both liked it and got me into it.
Yeah.
As soon as you said that, mate, I was like, yeah, it's going to be Rising Damp.
I was going to say the initials RD, but you got it. Yeah, no, a plumber told me once that Rising Damp doesn't actually exist because it doesn't rise.
No,
it's just moist. Oh,
that's spoiling the illusion of a great comedy.
And as Rigby said, how can you get Rising Damp in the attic?
Yeah, you know? he goes, it's Rising Damp on the, he goes, water on the walls. He goes, what do you expect, champagne?
we get breezes straight off the Urals here. Yeah,
and he goes, he's selling the room, and he goes, a bit small, isn't it? He goes, that's a heavy wallpaper.
Yeah. My father died in that chair.
Yeah, he sat in it,
Granddad had his first fit in that bed.
Oh, yeah.
Scratching his old beard.
He didn't have a beard, did he?
Tom. So we've got quite a lot of 60s left. So.
Okay, let's do 60s. Not that I'm...
Not driving a Tesla on time. Not driving a Tesla on time. One for Cy there.
Not driving a Tesla on time.
Do you want the initials?
Oh,
You might need to help us that one, mate.
Yeah, please.
Initials OTB.
On the buses.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Only because you gave me the initials. Yeah.
Very good, mate.
Very good.
I'll get you, we'll get you.
Get those buses out.
You lady Lambert.
Right there.
You probably smell the fish stains on the chair.
Yeah. I think I'm allergic.
Yeah, he had a good Stephen Lewis went from that to Summer Wine, and did long stint in Summer Wine, didn't he, in Smiler, and that good on him.
No, he did well, didn't he?
Who's picking? I've lost track of
your go, I think.
Your go,
it's good. 90s, we haven't had 90s yet, have we?
We've had bottom.
All right, yeah, let's go 90s again. Go 90s.
I think this will. If you get this, I'll be amazed, but I think it'll be only one episode. Hello, Mr. Hitler. Only one episode. Oh. Hello, Mr. Hitler.
Did it get banned?
Well, it ended after the one episode because of, not public outcry, but because it was just...
I think I know what it is, but...
I know what it is, and I've read about it, but I can't tell you what it's called.
Do you want the initials?
I know what it is.
Give the initials, mate, yeah.
H-I-H. Oh, sorry, H-H-I-H.
Heil Hitler, something, isn't it?
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey, I'm home. Yeah, I read about this.
That's the 90s, was it?
Yeah, just. It was so bizarre, though. I had to watch it again on YouTube today, and it was, I mean, Hitler and Eva Braun living in an apartment next to the Rosensteins.
That was it, yeah.
It's really weird. But it's how he talks, like, in... as if the war's still going, because he talks about invading Poland, but he's sort of set years later. It's so weird.
Did they film more and never show it then? Is that what happened? Or?
Yeah, they filmed the whole series, but showed the first one and then had to stop it because it was so...
Such a grand cry.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Blimey. But yeah, Heil Honey, I'm home.
I read about that somewhere recently. I don't know where it was, probably like an online article or something, but yeah. Never saw it, but interesting.
I'll have
a parody.
I'll have a 90s one, please, Dazmagoo.
90s. I think you get this, mate. Camp actor likes ABBA. Camp actor likes ABBA.
Gimme.
Really? Spot on.
Yeah. So you've been rewatching that.
We just finished first series of that again, and just so funny. Like, just the way they talk to each other. Yeah.
Listeners back home, you can listen to the James Dreyfuss special on the pod.
There you go.
Please listen
to
it.
I put that in for a little
bit. And what's the link? What's the link to Only Fools from? Gimme.
I haven't watched Gimme enough to know.
She's Mrs. Cresswell.
Oh, she's in it.
Oh,
she?
God, yeah, Beryl.
Yeah.
Beryl, the ex-Prozzy.
Yeah. Then I died 10 years ago.
Who's then the grandma in Friday
About a Boy. Have you seen About a Boy? The film?
No, I've not seen About a Boy, but say Friday Night Dinner, she was in that. She was the grandma, horrible grandma in that.
Lucky. Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah. Let's go back 70s.
Go on, 70s. I think we're almost running out here, guys.
How many more have we got left, by the way? Just
do you know what? It's only... I'll just go over a couple because there's a few left from some of the decades. So 70s. Can I help you with that?
Are you being served?
Yeah, spot bang on.
Favorite.
That's the thing. Like some of them don't need the initials because it's sort of. Yeah. I think that's it for the 70s. Well, I did have one more 70s, which was not working properly, high rise building. Not working properly, high rise building.
Bolton Towers?
Yeah.
Quick, you're so quick, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, sorry.
I think once you sort of get into the craptic flu, it's
yeah.
It's that's the 70s done.
Have you done 60s? Is that all finished?
60s, I think I've got a couple left over.
Fair play for doing this. And when did you work on this then, Dazza?
Do you know what, it was only this morning, you know, when you said about doing a quiz, I thought, that sort of popped into my head. Well, I've got one from the 60s.
Okay.
Typical Northern Geordies, now old men.
Oh, whatever happened to the Likely Lads? Is it them?
Spot on. Yeah, Likely Lads.
Never really watched it.
Brilliant.
I've heard good things.
Whatever Happened to Likely Lads is fantastic. Yeah.
And the Likely Lads, was that the prequel? Was that like the prequel?
That was the original show, and they've actually lost loads of episodes. Like Doctor Who, they wiped loads of episodes. There's loads missing.
Yeah.
But it's a very different, because my dad like watched them when they went out, and he said that the sequel is very different in some ways, but just as good. Like obviously it's them growing up and whatnot. But
I
recommend it, mate. It's really good, really funny.
Yeah, it's good.
All this, with the closure of like big. With off network DVD production.
Oh, tragic, mate. That going. That's been a sore for years for me. That went about a month ago, didn't it? Yeah, just collapsed. Gone into
The Prisoner.
Great Blu ray release, didn't they? Yeah. The guy who owned it died a year ago, and I think it's just lost money since then. And that's been it. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I've got this massive wish list on Amazon of all the DVDs I want to get. And it's like 500 quid's worth of DVDs. I do want to get like as many as I can, because you can't guarantee, I've been through so many times, you can't guarantee a streaming site is going to show them all in its glory. So,
there's another one called Dazzler, quite appropriate for you, Dazzler.
It's right here.
Who released DVDs. So hopefully they might pick some of it up and push them out, because they occasionally release stuff. Like comedy shows that have been on recently, but BBC don't want to release, so hopefully they'll start releasing stuff.
Yeah,
who knows? Anyway,
is there any more for the 60s, or is that 60s, 70s done?
No, that's 60s. I think we've got 80s now, so I've got there's a couple from the 80s. These frogs sound funny. That's 80s.
These frogs sound funny.
It's getting quite obscure.
These frogs sound funny.
Initial A.
Alf Wiedersen Pet?
No.
No. This is the first really one that comes to my head today.
Yeah, I feel. Great show that was.
Hey. 80s.
Yeah, 80s. These frogs sound funny.
Any idea, Si?
No, mate. Racking my brains, but.
Stuck at the back of my brain there. Can you give us a clue?
I don't know. Yeah. think of accents and frogs.
Oh. What's the clue again? Those reptiles sound funny.
These frogs sound funny.
These frogs sound funny. Oh, so yeah, it's yes, I know it's wartime, isn't it? It's set in France, obviously.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello, hello. Hello, I couldn't think of it.
Yeah,
I was thinking meaning... of frogs. I was thinking of like the frog chorus with Paul McCartney. I don't know why I had that in my head.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I had that in my head.
Frog song,
that's right, it sort of throws you the craptic clue, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's right.
I was just pissing around the corner.
Yeah, moaning.
You got any other 80s ones, Dazzler?
Yeah, I've got a few more 80s. Funny Welshman and Dwarf Like to Sing. Funny Welshman and Dwarf Like to Sing. And that is proper 80s.
Funny Welshman and Dwarf.
Tough clue that is.
That could be me and you, Dazzler. I'm not tall.
Yeah.
Funny Welshman and Dwarf.
Like only I was funny.
5'7" is on the cusp, I think. Of almost being tall.
That's not sure, is it us?
Oh, God.
Funny Welshman. Well, should I give you the initials?
Yeah.
Stand back, ready. I A A H H M.
I A A H M M. 80s.
Yeah, funny world. Oh,
is it, it's got if in the title?
No.
Okay.
Similar. Well, very close. I thought you had it then.
If, just for the last one, that's the pathetic guess. Is it got if in it?
Bick.
Is?
No.
I, is in? It I? In? It start?
Yeah, it starts with an I.
As in the word I, like I am.
No.
Okay. No. What's the clue again? Welshman and dwarf.
Funny Welshman and dwarf like to sing. It's quite obscure, this reference, but.
Can we have the first word of the clue?
It.
Is it? A.R. Fotman.
Hey.
Funny Welshman, Windsor Davis.
I just, yeah, as soon as I had, Connor I had like. Bell. I had the Welshman singing, and that was going around in my head.
Do you remember him? Very good. David, lovely shoulders. Cool.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
I've only seen a couple of those episodes, but I remember the Don Estelle, the dwarf, and they'd That's always right. like try and shoehorn him singing because he had a good voice.
He was in Dad's Army, wasn't he, as well? He was the verger in the... Warden.
The cricket one of all the tests, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. So, but no, yeah, they released an album as well, didn't they? Him and
Whispering Grass. Yeah. In fact, yeah, that's a question in Benidorm, isn't it? It's one of the quiz questions in the first series that Madge gets right, I think. And then the Oracle is like, no, but he had it first as a hit or whatever. And like, yeah. And
Well, it was written by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, wasn't it?
Same writing.
Ray Butt directed as well.
Yeah. Mike's in it. Mike from Fools and Horses. He's a gun or something.
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah. He's one of the main ones, isn't he? Do you want another one from the '80s?
Let's go. Let's go. Eighties, nineties, and noughties. Let's smash out of the park.
This bastard shows his bottom. This bastard shows his bottom. And it's very '80s. Really '80s, if you know what I mean. Do you want the initials?
Might have to.
First initial is N for November, and second word S for sugar, so NS. This bastard shows his bottom.
NS.
The word bastard is a big.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
I think Si's got it. He's
trying to unlock that one at the minute. Yeah.
I'm glad they weren't too easy.
No, mate, it's good. Really good, mate.
I don't think they're going to be too easy, and especially with the initials. So it's NS. This bastard shows his bottom.
Oh, I think I might. Is it New Statesman? Rick
yeah,
Bell.
Yeah, New Statesman. So Alan Bastard shows his bottom, and he did bottom straight after. So yeah,
I was thinking Aidan Rick, 80s, but I couldn't think of. I think it's because I'm tired, but yeah. The New Statesman, yeah, nice one.
Yeah,
very funny. That's funny than the young one to me, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's really. It's clever.
Rick is funnier in that than Vivian. But I know I'm in the minority. I hold my hands up there. But
I've got one more for the 80s.
Go on, Sam.
You should get this. Funny Glaswegian gets political. Funny Glaswegian gets political.
Oh, I know that one.
It's not coming to me straight away. Do you want to go for it?
Rapsy Nesbitt.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well done.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Ew, well, Dad.
Political rants. Yeah.
I'm just about two thirds away through that now. I've been watching it slowly for a few months, loving it.
So brilliant. And the early series, he's like, you need subtitles, doesn't he?
Oh, mate, I'm completely lost. I'm just yeah. But it borders into a little bit of like almost like what's the word, like sort of fantasy in some ways. Like there's just some really obscure bits. Like there's one where he's like opened a pie shop with his brother-in-law or something. He's not meant to be taken seriously at all. Obviously, it's really.
I'm gonna try and watch it from the start because he's.
Oh mate, no, I've really, really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. Just
his rants are just sort of. I remember when he's going. I'm scum.
Yeah.
But he goes, but I'm educated scum.
Yeah.
<It's> like, Crack, isn't it?
Fantastic.
I got a few for the '90s.
Go on, we got no excuses this, so
it's not well,
let's have a go. Yeah, let's try.
It's our era. Go on.
Yeah, I should get this. This Craggy Vicar dreams of fame.
Father Ted.
Well done.
Very good.
I got another one. Well, there's two more from the '90s. I've got Not Snobby, Poor Dickie. Not Snobby, Poor Dickie. Yeah, spot on.
What was it?
You fly through these, keeping up appearances.
Keeping up
appearances, yeah.
Dickie Richard, yeah. Rimmer does sports. Rimmer does sports.
Brites Empire.
Mr. Brites.
Excellent, Colleen.
Is three left from the 2000s.
Well, we'll wrap these up and then we'll call it a night, shall we, lads?
Sounds good.
Well, then.
This Crazy Town of Gentlemen. This is a Crazy Town of
the
Gentlemen.
League of Gents, yeah.
But not that one.
Oh,
yeah,
Psychoville.
Yep, Psychoville.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually got one more. I think Tom will get this. Mac Laughs at Home. Mac Laughs at Home.
I don't get it. Mac, is this 2000s? Sorry, or 90s?
2000s.
Mac Laughs at Home.
At Home. Let's end on a weird one.
Mac Laughs. I have no idea. 2000s comedy.
NGO initials.
Oh, mate, you should get that.
I know.
You've been to see it recorded, haven't you?
He's tired.
N. I'm not going out. Yeah, I didn't get any Overwatch in life.
I've got Lee Mack Laughs at Home, Not Going Out.
Very good. Yes.
So that size is similar to Rockbusters.
Thank you very much.
Nah, brilliant, Daz. Mate, that's some fantastic effort put into that. Well done.
Yeah, that's good. Because obviously this is completely unplanned, but I'm glad we had something, some kind of structure. But I thought I enjoyed that. I don't know if listeners switched off or tuned out of our sporadic conversations. But thank you for sticking with us if you have listened to us. I've no idea how long this ep will be. What time do we actually properly start? I reckon nearer 8 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah,
it's a two-hour job.
Yeah.
I have to cut this right down. But anyway, well, Simon and Darren, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us on again, mate. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, listeners, as ever, for sticking with us. And maybe we'll do another one. But,
well, I did write a quiz, so I'll save it for next time. Then.
Oh, you did a quiz?
No, it's all right, mate. Oh, no, we'll do it another time. It's fine. It's all right.
How many questions have you got?
I only got six, I think, six or seven.
Let's smash it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Three each.
Go on then.
Three each. And
well,
then,
actually, two of them are like personalised question. One of them, you've got a personalised question each in there. So, yeah.
All right, listen, we've got a little bonus feature here, Simon.
By all means, cut this out if you want.
Not at all. Let's go for it.
Right, go on then. So it goes across it. So in Endgame, 1 foot. Derek McVitie sets his video to record. What did he hope to record and what did he end up with?
Oh,
Verdi's Requiem.
Brilliant, does it?
Absolutely.
You ended
up recording American Wrestling.
Mate, that is fantastic.
You're like Ben. Ben the Oracle. Who's been on this pod. That's the sort of thing.
Lucky
he'd
one, that.
I had no idea. I recognise your answer, but I couldn't think of that on the spot.
No, it's just that scene I like where he gets the tape out and he's going, bloody machines. It's just something about that bit. It sticks with me, that bit.
I'll be honest, I had to watch back because I knew it was American Wrestling, but I didn't remember what the first bit it was. So I had to watch it back.
Brilliant in that, isn't he?
Tim Brooke Taylor.
RIP guy, yeah.
Right, okay. Keeping with Renners, in Jonathan Creek, Satan's Chimney. Where does Adam Klaus think Kenny Starkis has been rebuilding his career? So Kenny Starkis, Bill Bailey. Obviously, he was talked about in the pod recently, Tom, wasn't he?
Was it Bailey's. somewhere in Scandinavia? It's not exactly.
Yes, mate. And it was like the cue for the joke, wasn't it, as well, of where they find him?
Oh, I don't know. I remember that.
It's a misunderstanding on the phone. Kenny says to him, I've been in this place. And
yeah.
He thinks he said something else.
Not Kettering.
Kettering. Oh, mate. I was not doing
it. He's in Scandinavia, so you got 1 in 3 chance.
Okay. Okay.
Finland.
Which one was a play on words of where he was? I can't remember. I mean.
Give you a clue. What does he look like in the episode? What is he kind of like? What does Bill Bailey generally look like? Nothing against Bill Bailey, but
a long-haired, bald git with a goatee. He looks like Norway.
It's Norway, but he found him in a doorway, didn't he?
Oh,
he was speaking English, wasn't he?
Scandinavia, just something. I knew it's one of those countries, and obviously I got lucky with the guess.
Well, I think that's in the line. He says, "Oh, he's been rebuilding his career in Norway, in Scandinavia, and then when he gets there, it's like he's in a doorway." And he's "Oh, I thought you were I'm in Norway." Very good. Then. Okay, in the office, who was selling the ties at a bargain price to David Brent? Who did David Brent buy the ties off?
Nobby Burton.
Very good.
Two for the price of 10.
£2 for £10. £7
please.
£2 for £10.
In the royal family, where did Flatnose Alan go for a job? And more importantly, where was the job located?
That's one for you, Dazza.
It's a little one-off throwaway line.
Flatnose Alan.
Because it's to do with where you can't smoke anymore. They're bemoaning how you can't smoke in your work anymore. And Barbara says... Flatnose Alan went for a job at the...
Was it a kitchen porter job or something?
No.
A pub?
No.
Oh, was it? Oh, God,
I don't know why I remember it. It's just one of them lines.
The petrol station.
Yeah, petrol station.
I love to know how he got a flat nose.
Yeah.
Petrol station on the roundabout.
Petrol station, yeah. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Fine. Okay, number five. In which sitcom would I be in if I was in The Archer?
The Archers? The Archer.
Got very close links with the royal family, to give you a clue. And it's not the grapes, obviously. Not early doors.
The Archer. Close links to royal family, so...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Would it be 2 points of lager?
2 points of lager. Yeah.
Ralph God, Little. Yeah.
Will Meller and Ralph Little's local.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. This is for you, Dazza. Really. So, in the crucial era of the World Championship, so from 77 onwards, how many champions have been over 40?
Oh, what a question!
I had to go through this meticulously because I didn't know it. I'll be honest, so I had to go through it. So I was sat working out people's dates of birth and stuff. But
so how many winners off the Crucible have been over 40?
Yeah, how many winners since 1977 have been over 40?
Would Selby in that? Because it's got to be Ronnie, Ray Reardon.
I think Selby's still under 40 now, isn't he? I think he's only 30.
Oh, God, he is, yeah. Christ, yeah.
He's got younger, isn't he? Yeah.
I love this. This comedy quiz has taken a turn with the sport.
So you're saying Ronnie, Ray Reardon?
Yeah. Terry Griffiths?
Nope. He was 39.
Joe Johnson?
Nope. He was 36, I think.
Oh, God, they're all mid 30s.
That's why you know.
It's really weird. The average age is 35, 36. It's really weird.
That's why you're no good at snooker.
Yeah. Who you say, mate? John, Hebden? No, he was 32.
John Higgins,
no, because he last won it when he was 37, I think.
Who was he playing? Hurricane Higgins,
jockey was.
The third shot played by.
That sounds exactly like it.
I'll give you a clue. The first winner in 77, it wasn't his first title, but he was. Over 40 when he won it.
It wasn't Ray Reardon, was it?
So Ray Reardon was 78. He was 45 in 1978. There was a guy the year before, the first year at the Crucible, who was over 40. Say again, mate.
John Spencer.
Yeah, he was 41.
Kidderminster.
And then there's one more.
Who's we've been... lost Tom, yeah?
KIB. Sorry, I just quoted one.
Fairly recently. One of our favourites, mate, who we talk about a lot.
Oh, God.
Judge Trump.
Bingham's over 40, isn't he?
No, he was 39 when he won it, mate. I couldn't believe it, because he is now. Hell. When he won it, he was just on the crust of 40. But,
he does look older.
He does. When he won it, he looked about 50, didn't he?
Jim Davidson?
And our mate. Yeah. Sean Murphy.
Does that count?
Don't like.
Sean Murphy's won it 50 times in 60 years, mate, but, he's
lying about it. So. Yeah. He's won it left and right, aren't it?
You might have mentioned him. Who was that rock and roll-y guy who was an alcoholic? What was his name?
Alex.
No, he was only 33. Yeah, he didn't get lucky. The drink obviously got to him at that point. But
Didn't he win it? Was it 72 and 82?
Yeah, so he won it in the old format where it was played like up to best of 45, I think, or something, wasn't it? Yeah, literally, they just kept, and they kept playing, didn't they? Even after the match was, they played all the frames, didn't they? All the frames were played out, even after they'd like the winner had won what needed to win. But
it was like
this is like really recent, 2018, mate. 2018.
Oh, Mark Williams.
Willow, mate. Willow was 43.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I meant to message him. He's got his own clothing range now.
Oh, is he?
Tell you that.
Oh, nice.
The scruffiest man in the world.
Yeah.
I had a look at it. It's literally just a polo shirt, though, with MW on it.
The guy who met Tom Jones in his tracksuit, like, you know.
Yeah. I sent a picture the other day, Tom, of Mark Williams meeting Tom Jones. And I didn't notice this, but Si pointed out he had like
why not? Okay, but brilliant. Well done, mate. So that was actually five, because Ronnie won it twice. Right. So it's five and five, but obviously four guys. And just for you, Tom, so how many seasons was Edwin van der Sar, get well soon, Man United's goalkeeper? So how many seasons was he? Was he number one for Man U?
You don't know.
I think it was five seasons.
Oh, very close, mate. Six. Yeah, okay. 506 to 10-11. Yeah.
Oh, I counted that to 9-10 because I thought De Gea joined 10-11. Yeah.
I think there might have been a crossover. Perhaps they were both there at the start.
No, they weren't. No, you're right. I was thinking, I know, I couldn't remember when he started, whether it was 04, 05 or 05, 06. And for some reason, I was quietly confident he was.
I always thought he was too good for Fulham, wasn't he? In fact, he was Fulham's goalkeeper. It was just bizarre because Fulham.
From Juventus to
Fulham. It's like signing for Brentford, mind you. You know, Ericsson signed for Brentford, didn't he? So I suppose it does happen, doesn't it? But
Did, didn't you, Darren? You did sign for Brentford, didn't you?
It was a nightmare there, Brentford. I used to work with a guy who had he played for Watford and had a trial for Brentford.
All right.
But he was about 60 at the time.
He ended up doing 6 months.
Yeah, he looked like he was about 5'2". He looked exactly like Ronnie Corbett. Terry Sweetman, I think his name is.
Right
character. Yeah, but no, he just came out with it one day. He said, "Oh, back in the 70s, I played for it was either Watford and had a trial for Brentford or the other way round."
Hey, I got a quick cryptic one for you, both of you. 70s. Here it is. Apologies.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, with them.
Ronnie Corbett.
I never watched that.
It's good. I actually like it. I got a couple of them on DVD actually.
Language, Timothy. Does it hold up? Is it funny now, like still, or is it very of its time?
I should have said sorry.
Yeah, sure. I was hoping you would actually, but you kind of said it in a pleasant way. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Darren's infamous victim impression there.
Yeah.
From who's listening? When the little boy says, "Are you? What does he say? You're the postman." Were you
fine? Sorry.
Yeah, he's quite direct, isn't he? Well, lads, this for the second time we're wrapping
up. Yeah, thanks very much again there, guys. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you for the contributions, chaps. Thank you, listeners at home, for sticking with us. And Simon, Darren, take good care.
Hello,
guys.
Cheers.